On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
We're off to a great start to the show. I got Mike Kelly in the studio, and Mike, we're just going.
He's all fired up.
We're just going, folks. If you don't know who Mike Kelly is and you don't listen to enough radio on Sundays from 9 to 10, right. Mike Kelly's our resident real estate expert at KSRO in the Ask the Expert series. And, you know, sometimes I just like having Mike on. I've been on his show just because we don't really have to have a script. You know, we could just talk. Like, we spitball back and forth about things, and, you know, we run right into it. So, yep. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Yeah. So, Mike, tell our listeners about you because, you know, maybe it's a different time slot today than they usually hear you. So, tell us when they can catch you.
Sunday morning is 9 to 10 o'clock. I've been doing it for about 21 years or something like that on the air here.
Yeah.
I think I have the second longest running show. And I was getting arguments with the guys with the good food and the gardening. I said, you had a little respite there,
they
you
did.
Guys.
They did have a blip.
Come
yeah.
on.
Which anyway, they weren't happy about.
Yeah,
no.
No one was happy about it.
No.
Anyway, so I've been doing this for a long time here on KSRO. Really enjoy it. Sundays 9 to 10 o'clock.
So that's your Sunday morning early job. And then, of course, you're a real estate professional in the community. You've been doing this since 1978.
Long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you that. I can tell you that's 40 years, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Because I just had my 40th birthday. So
stop it. Yeah. Stop it.
That's all right. That means you know more than anybody about this business. And it's fun to have Mike on because we're going to talk about perspective. As you have in your bio, you were doing real estate when loans were at 18.5%.
Yes.
But Mike, I get people who freak out when they see 5.125%.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I got in the business, the rates were, you know, just under 10%.
Mm-hmm.
They had to change the usury laws because we broke 10% in the state of California.
Oh, boy.
And then a year later, it was the Carter administration. God love Jimmy Carter. The rates went up to 18.5%. I think I sold a house to a dentist in Montgomery Village for 21.5%.
Jeez. Well, that was a guy who knew how to run an economy, Carter.
Yeah, he did.
Jeez. You know, it's perspective that is an important part of our show. Michelle, we've been doing this for 6 years. I don't know if you know that, Mike. 6 years. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
And we've evolved. We started off as the loan show, but it was so one-dimensional. So now we just we found a word that rhymed with a dare, and it had to be on air.
Yeah.
And so now we, of course, are doing our show every Wednesday at noon, folks. So if you ever miss a show and you want to go back and share it with your friends, you can go ahead and check us out at ksro.com and check out some of them podcasts.
Yeah.
You can always find out information about our guests and see what they look like at facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. And if you're looking for a home loan quote, that's what I do in the daytime. I'm a mortgage loan originator at Bay Equity Home Loans. You can call us for 583-8100, 583-8100. We will give you a custom quote that fits your needs. I started figuring out, Mike, my niche in this world.
You just figured you're 40 years old. You just figured that out?
I just figured this out, yeah. Well, I've been midlifing on and off for the last 12 years. And so I decided to really sit down. I've been working with a coach for years now. And I realized that mortgage lenders can't just claim to do everything, right? Like, I'm not going to be able to just claim, Mike, that I have the best interest rates because there's always going to be someone who comes along and undercuts for whatever their reasons are. So if you just compete on rate in this mortgage lending world, you're going to lose eventually. You'll lose a deal or two or three, and then your margins are always going to get lower and lower and lower, and you just can't keep your lights on.
Yeah.
I figured out where I'm at. I'm the consultative lender, and I've always known that, but I realized that's the area I like to be. You know, I met with two different groups of people today, and they both left with big smiles on their face today. One of them was in tears. She's going to save her $700 a month.
Wow.
By leveraging her equity, paying off debt.
Sure.
That changes her life. She's sitting here saying, my husband won't have to work as much. And that's what I'm looking at. I imagine you have to take the same care with your clients.
Well, it's always, you know, we know in our industry, there's always the race to the bottom.
Yeah.
People that will always do something cheaper than the next guy. So you have to make sure that you can just differentiate yourself from the pack.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done over 40 years. And we bring a lot to the table. We've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may not have the best, you know, fee out there, but darn it, you know, what the fee you're going to get from us is going to be representative of a whole lot of years' experience.
Yeah.
And we can save you money in the long run. Right now I have listings where I'm telling my clients, look, the market shifted. We need to get these prices in line. If you sit around, you're going to be chasing the market. And one thing you'll want to do, ever do in this market, George, is start chasing the market because you're going to lose.
You'll lose. If you're too late behind the bell curve, not on the front side of it, you lose.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about some stats here. But I think you talk about pricing in the real estate market. And there's this assumption and presumption that realtors are always going to get 6%. And then these internet real estate companies are coming along. And they're offering for sale by owner type packages and things like that. So, you know, there's you get what you pay for, right? Because if you try to sell your house on your own without a real estate agent, you just get the fancy paperwork from somebody, you're not going to get the same price that a real estate agent's going to get for you, are they?
Well, yeah, not only that. I mean, there's a lot of millennials who are thinking you can do everything online and on your phone.
Right.
And there are companies that will quote you a price on your house if you want to sell it without putting it on the market. And unfortunately, a lot of millennials fall for that, not realizing that if you put it on the market, you vet it to the market, you have a broker's open house, you have a general open house, you get people through there. The more bodies you get through a property, George Rutt, you get more money. Mm-hmm. So they see an attractive price. So here we'll give you $415,000 and going, wow, but they could have got maybe $460,000.
Yeah.
So you've got to be very careful with that. There's a lot of traps out there. And unfortunately, that generation has a tendency to live right here, and I'm holding it on my phone.
Right.
And they don't get out and talk to people like you and I, the professionals in the industry, that say, wait a second, what are you doing that for? You can get this.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to rethink not only your strategy, but you need to talk to more people in the industry to see what's going on.
I think that technology has fooled people into thinking that there's enough information. When I Google the word real estate sales or mortgage loan officer, you're going to get 100 million responses on Google.
Yeah.
So that means there must be enough information for me to educate myself in 3 hours and do it all by myself.
Yep.
But what they don't realize is the legal aspect of selling and buying real estate, the important disclosures that you get in the transaction. There's so much that goes in beyond just what they're going to find on Google.
And market savvy. That's the big key. I mean, right now the average seller sells every 10 years. Mm-hmm. Now that's light years in real estate, George. Mm-hmm. You and I know
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So much going to happen in 10 years than has. I mean, I did a talk today where I was talking about 10 years after.
Yeah.
10 years after the crash.
Yeah.
So if we look like we were talking about, is there a bubble? I mean, we have so much equity now. We have a record amount of over $6 billion, in equity for the consumer nowadays, if you own a home. So that's a record number. Defaults, they're down to like record numbers also. We're not seeing defaults at all.
Right.
So we don't have any speculation in the marketplace, right? We have low interest rates. How do you got to qualify for those rates, right?
You do.
Yeah, you don't got to feel the pulse and get a loan.
You got to have an income.
So all of those issues mean we're not going to see this big bubble out there that's just going to burst on it because the pressure's not there.
I think you just took a nice surface look at this topic, which is I'd like to dive into you with a little bit. Is the bubble, is it something that people should really fear? And I know the answer to this, and I'm sort of setting you up with a softball. Or is it something that people should just be aware of and savvy against?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you need to look at your own personal comfort level. I mean, if you feel this is the top of the market, then don't buy. Because if you buy in this market right now and you think it's the top, all you're thinking about is, oh, God, what did I buy this house for? I'm going to fall apart next week.
And half of, what was it, Michelle, we saw a stat, was it almost a half of all millennials regret their buying decision?
Yeah, is that right? No kidding. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, but long-term, it's a long-term hold, and we know that. I mean, if you're going to be buying real estate, for what real estate really is, and we're talking single families. This is not an investment show. This is buying your home you're going to live in to make memories, all that good stuff. Just buy it and forget about it.
Yeah. Because the value only matters when you need to sell or want to sell. The value only matters when you sell or when you want to refinance.
Right, yeah. And now you're going to qualify those people, George, so they are comfortable in their loan.
Yeah. One of the key questions I ask, Mike, is in my initial interview of all clients when I'm taking a loan application for them with Bay Equity is I'll say, how much do you feel like you can afford? You're going to write a check every month for your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. What do you want that check to be?
Yeah.
What's the most that check can be so that you still have 3 months reserves in the bank so you're comfortable in case something happens? so that you're not going to be that you're not stuck with anything that comes up that you can't cover to pay for, and that you can still have ice cream on Sundays. That's the term my grandpa used to say. You got to have ice cream on Sundays.
Well, I bought my first house. I owed, I think it was World Savings Loan, $268 a month payment. And I owed, I think, $32,000. And I would walk around the house going, God, I owe somebody $32,000. I got to make a 268-month payment. How am I going to do that? I'm going to college and everything. You know, and it happens.
It happens. So affordability is a big part of the conversation I have, because I don't want people to get into more than they can afford. However, I'm often surprised that their budget is less than they actually qualify for. And that's a good thing, because people are going to continue to accrue debt. And when we move through from being first-time homeowners to starting families, getting married maybe, you know, adding debt and obligations, none of that gets considered in the underwrite. And so I like that there's a buffer between what their budget is and what the house payment is. We also don't consider what their $200 cable bill is going to be, and their $150 cell phone bill is going to be.
Right, yeah.
And, oh, that house is a lot more. It's got 15-foot vaulted ceilings, so the AC is a lot more expensive to run. And so, you know, all those things have got to come into play. So we budget. And coming back full circle, what we're saying, Mike, is people are qualifying for mortgages where they didn't have to before. And that's what created a housing bubble. We're going to go into our commercial break. I'm going to come back out. I'm with Mike Kelly. By the way, Mike's at Keller Williams. Mike, give out your phone number if people want to talk to you.
322-8503, 322-8503.
And you can always catch him on Sundays and from 9 to 10 right here on KSRO. I'm George Adair, on air with George Adair. We'll be right back in just a minute.
On air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. 8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us today and every Wednesday at noon on Air with George Adair. It's also streaming on KSRO.com. Go check us out, podcast there, and go see the Facebook page where you can see what my guests are going to be coming up on the show. You can find out information how to reach them. I have an awesome guest today. He's a good friend of mine, Mike Kelly. He's a multi-decade veteran of the real estate industry.
Multi-decade.
How about that? How about that? Trying to find another way to put it, Mike.
Yeah, really. I've been doing this for a long time.
Y'all should recognize this voice. This guy's on every Sunday at 9, giving out really great expert advice about what's happening in the real estate market. So I wanted to get a little slice of that for our little show here we do every Wednesday.
Sure.
And, you know, Mike, you've been with Keller Williams for a while now, and you've also been helping people sell and buy real estate. In short, are we tumbling? Is this market tumbling downward, or are we flat? What are you seeing out there?
Well, you know, I mean, you start with inventory, because inventory has been, if you go back 10 years and you look where we were before, George, we'd normally carry probably 18 to 2,500 active listings. Mm-hmm. Right? So you can actually look at a property, go back to your office, think about it, go see it again, maybe 2 weeks later, go look at it, okay, and it would still be there, and you'd make an offer, and it was cool.
Do some research, go to the county.
Yeah, whatever. You know, but what happened is that we had the Great Recession. We had a big crash. All right, people had no money to really put their properties on the market. All right, then we had the REO market, which came along and liquidated all the people who lost their homes. There were some great deals to be had there. A lot of people bought smart, made a lot of money. But the inventory never came back. So now, right now, today, active listings that you could go out and show for the entire county, a population of over 500,000, is 1,117 properties. Jeez. So, and that's for every city, every town in Sonoma County. You know, Santa Rosa has four distinct sections. We know that, right?
Yeah.
And we don't have that many listings, right? So your choice is down, but that inventory is increasing because the sales are so anemic because people have an affordability issue.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg, right?
Sure. So only a quarter of the residents in Sonoma County can actually afford to live here, right? Yeah. That's the number. Yeah. And so the solution is really stabilizing home prices so that they don't just continue to go up at a rate of 3 to 5% a month.
Well, they've been going. You know, we had that record month of 710,000 brand new record medium home price. Only lasted for 1 month.
Yes.
Then it dropped down to 670.
Okay? And why do you think that happened?
Well, simply because of the sales, because that upper end kind of dried up. There was a time where the $1 million, because of the fires we had, people were replacing, all right, what they'd lost in the fires. And they were paying really an arm and a leg for some of these properties.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
House listed for 900,000, sells for $1.4 million. Because of a fire victim had to have that imperative to be back into a home.
Right.
And I think a lot of people had that.
And they had money to spend.
They had money to spend, insurance money.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of that happen. A lot of properties have come and gone. The last month, the mean dollar market, which there was 1 month where the regular market, I think it was back in June, dropped 20% in sales. The mean dollar price point went up 20% in sales.
Yeah.
It was a 40% spread. All right, it's simply because those people were really getting in there and buying. Because a lot of people, as you well know, are just not going to rebuild.
They're not. And there's, you know, the stats. I remember seeing the stats on the Oakland Hills fires. And that was 25% of the people stayed.
Yeah.
And 75% didn't. And it'll be interesting because the Fountain Grove demographic is similar to the Oakland Hills demographic in socioeconomic status and wealth. We lost a tremendous amount of high-end homes. And those people had money to spend. Mm-hmm. And they were willing to move into a 4 and a 3 and spend a lot of money, which really did change the market temporarily, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. But we really saw a lot of sales in that $1 million-plus range. It was on fire for quite a while.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that's fallen off too. Because I think right now people have, you know, I have friends of mine who lost their houses who are just sitting down with an architect.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not even, you know, they're not doing anything else. And I have other friends of mine who are actually in the ground.
Yeah, foundations are going in, frames are starting to go up, but it's slow. It is slow. It's good to see it happening, but it is slow. And okay, so the other, I think this show really tries to focus around affordability, the issues of the bubble. You know, does the market support its residents? And there's a lot of people leaving Sonoma County. And it's a big concern of mine. I think it's a big concern of a lot of ours. The folks that that work in our hospitals, that support our public safety, you know, folks that are teaching our children. And then, of course, there's folks that are, you know, serving our tables and supporting hospitality, which is a huge industry here. They're not staying, Mike. They're leaving.
Well, not only that, and they're not going to buy a house either. Because, I mean, you can't buy a house if you're a server. You can't buy a house if you work at Starbucks.
No.
You know, you can't buy a house if you work in basically the wine industry.
Yeah.
All right, and which is a huge, you know, the whole tourism industry, which is so huge, those folks are not going to be buying houses.
No, because they're only making about $15 to $18 an hour tops.
Yeah, exactly. So you know as well as I do, you need about $110,000, you know.
Yeah, the median home prices with other debt that people have for a car payment and credit cards, you need to be making $100,000.
Yeah.
That's kind of where you need to be. So, you know, the solution isn't necessarily for first-time home buyers or those folks to go buy a house, but it is for folks that have extra wealth. You were talking about this equity that we've had. People can tap into that equity and buy investment properties, and that will help create more rentals.
Yeah, exactly. But however, because of the rent control issues we have right now, I mean, I have so many investors that have come to me and says, I'm out of here. Get me out of here. I don't want to be in California.
Yeah.
So they're selling their properties. Unfortunately, when they put it on the market, it's usually sold to a family.
Yes.
Great for them. But your housing, your rental stock just disappeared.
Well, and the city is now talking about putting more high-density residential and going up, right?
Going up, yeah.
So in 2007, 2006, there was lots of talk about going up, and then that just kind of got tabled. There were some investors that, you know, ended up losing everything. We know some of those big names in town and that were supporting those projects. It's starting to come back, isn't it?
It is, and I think that's simply because David Gouin, who's the head of the Centers of Development and the assistant city manager, that is his vision for the city of Santa Rosa.
Is to go up.
We need to go up. Okay, I mean, you look at Bethlehem Towers, that senior housing, it's been there for God knows how many years,
right.
Michelle, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And it's a very desirable place to get in. The waiting list is tremendous. If we had four or five towers like that, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not really married to our great skyline. It's not a historic skyline.
No, not by any means.
It's not really much there to see. One building was purchased with the idea of doing, I think, 14 more floors if they ever get the height limitations worked out.
Yeah.
But David Gouin is pushing this. He knows it. We need it. Instead of sprawl, you don't have any. You're not going to have any NIMBYism of people downtown.
Yeah.
Because nobody lives downtown.
No. No, they really don't. And but people will.
Yeah.
The urbanization will come back.
Well, people like myself, aging baby boomers who don't want a half an acre anymore, don't want to mow the lawn,
right. Would
love to have a place where they could just take an elevator, go down on the floor, walk out in the downtown Santa Rosa. Right. You know, it's a great place for restaurants. You got the square. It's a great place to live.
Well, if you're just joining us and you haven't figured it out yet, I got Mike Kelly, who is, of course, the local KSRO celebrity, second longest running show on KSRO. You can always hear him on Sundays at 9, from 9 to 10. And he's, you know, he's spouting out some good stuff today. I can't get away from the talk of the bubble, Mike. I got to keep going here because, you know, I have so many people that are saying, I don't think I'm ready to buy yet, George. I think it's going to come down a lot more. Are you in that camp? Are we going to see home prices fall another 10, 20%?
No, because they really haven't fallen yet. I mean, see, that's what people started to think about. I mean, what's driving this market right now is we have excessive inventory because of the anemic sales. So people are – and what happens is that somebody says, look, I got to sell because I'm going to Chicago, right? And they put their house on the market, and they put it below anybody else on the market. And then everybody else goes, oh, my gosh, there's the newest comp. Mm-hmm. We have to get our prices down there.
Yeah.
So that's when you'll see a market start to retrench when that happens. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're just seeing people that have maybe been on the market for a while who are thinking, look, I want to get this sold before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Let's drop the price and get it sold. So right now, we're seeing a lot of price reductions. We'll see what happens during the wintertime. I don't think it's going to really have any rapid movement.
I don't think so. Last several winters haven't.
Yeah, but come next spring, all right, we're going to have all the fire properties coming. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens to Coffee Park and Fountain Grove and, you know, and up in Larkfield, Wickiup area, you know, because they're going to come onto the market. And a lot of those properties are going to be for sale.
There's people that are shaking their fists at the radio right now going, you guys are dead wrong. 2008, I lost everything.
That's
because I bought in 2007 at the peak and I lost everything.
But you got to look at why that happened.
Exactly.
And you know why it happened. It was speculation.
Yep.
I mean, who was speculating houses nowadays? There's no speculation going on.
Right? No, I got to really work out the numbers for people to feel comfortable in taking equity to buy another property or to, you know, pull too much cash. Because I, you know, I'm always cautious with that with folks. I want them to feel comfortable with it. But there's a ton of equity right now, isn't there, Mike?
A lot of equity.
So Mike, you got this chart and you're saying there's more equity right now, trillions of dollars of equity in the country.
Billions.
It's billions of dollars, okay, of equity that people is untapped and they can access that money.
Yeah.
Do they use that money to buy other investment property? Or what do you think they do with it?
Well, I think it all depends where you are, okay, and what's going on in your community. I mean, right now, if I were an investor, I would really look hard at Sonoma County and just figure out what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
I think because of the rent control issues we have here, The double-edged sword we have here is that people say, okay, we need affordable rental housing, so let's do rent control.
Yeah.
But then again, David Gouin's saying, we need affordable housing. Why do we want to do rent control where we're trying to attract people into the community to build affordable housing?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Now, speaking of maybe investors that do want to buy in the market, you've got a couple of listings. I want you to tell us about your favorite one right now.
Favorite one is the one that doesn't have a kitchen.
Okay.
The people who were living there, I guess they missed the house and decided to take a memento of the property. So they took the entire kitchen.
Including the kitchen sink.
They took everything.
Oh,
the kitchen
goodness.
Sink.
Wow.
Oh, no, Michelle, everything. So you walk into the house, and I was so funny. I had an open house, and this lady walks into the kitchen. And she goes, so where was the kitchen? If you had a dead body scene where you had the red, around it, it was that obvious.
Yeah, you're really selling it. Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is that you know as well as I do. Now, how do I get a loan, George, if I don't have a kitchen?
It's actually very easy. People are intimidated by it, but we have these special rehab loans. They're really easy to qualify for. And in that loan, you only need to have 3.5% of the purchase price, and then they'll cover the cost of improving it.
Right. Oh, wow.
And that's called an FHA loan, 203K loan. Yeah. So where is that property? How do they get a hold of you to find
it? It's on Grace Drive, 2417 Grace Drive. It's in the Grace Track. It's a fabulous area.
And people get a hold of you by calling?
322-8503.
And basically you're saying they can have an opportunity to get sweat equity, right?
Darn right.
They get in, they put the kitchen in.
Homes over there are selling in the upper 800 to $1 million.
Jeez.
It's plus priced at $599. Plus you can make it look like what you want, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because most kitchens from the original time don't look good. It's good they did somebody a favor because demo's expensive.
Right. That's what I told them. I said, look, we did half the work
for you. Folks, this is Mike Kelly from Keller Williams joining me today. You can catch him every Sunday at 9 a.m. And hey, thanks again for joining me, Mike.
Anytime, George. Good seeing you, Michelle.
All right, folks. Hey, if you missed the whole show and you want to go back to ksro.com, its podcast is up there. Until then, we'll be back next Wednesday. Be good. Kiss your kids. Thanks.